Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Now, anyone who's married knows the fear of losing your wedding ring, but what if you lost your ring less than a month after the big day in a recycling centre? That's what happened to Meath couple Caoimhe and Owen Barry, but the staff at their local Brink Centre went above and beyond, and Caoimhe joins us to explain it all this morning. How are you, Caoimhe?
Hi, Dermot and Dave, how are you?
We're good. At what point did you get that feeling of, oh God, the ring, it's somewhere in the Brink Centre?
We were actually nearly home. Owen was driving and he realised that the ring was not on his finger. So
it was Owen's ring, okay, right.
Yeah, Owen's ring, yeah.
So you were confident then immediately that it was at the recycling centre? Were you thinking back through the whole day and where you'd been?
No, we kind of said it's either somewhere around the house where we had been loading in the rubbish, or it was at the recycling centre. So we were at the house, we had a look around, couldn't find it. So we went back because it was getting dark, it was about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the recycling centre closes at 4:30, so... Yeah, we just got back in the nick of time.
So you got back there, and what happened when you told the lads who worked there, I think our ring might be at the bottom of one of these giant skips?
Yeah, I suppose they were kind of relieved that it was the cardboard and not one of the other recycling bins. No, they were really, really helpful. The guys there, Robbie and Damien, I think, were working that day, and they stopped the machine, and they got a torch, and one of them got in, and they kind of took out any cardboard that had been put in on top of ours, and then kind of move things around, and I think the torch must have shone off the ring, and one of the guys said, oh, I think I see it there, and he picked it up. It was at the very bottom of the container. So
that is so cool. How long did it take?
I'd say they were 15-20 minutes looking. Yeah,
20 minutes. And like, so was this a cardboard recycle? Because I'm very familiar with the recycling centres. They're one of my favourite places to go. So rather than just like a big giant skip over a wall, is this one of the ones that has the compactor in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so lucky, and they hadn't crushed it then.
I know. Actually, one of them said that they were super lucky because they had emptied it that morning, so there wasn't that much stuff in it, and they hadn't had a chance to kind of compact it back. I suppose they only do that when it gets filled up a bit more. But we were like lucky on all counts.
Absolutely.
Well, so you got the ring. Yeah, like, I know, I think that... Generally, we think that this job is the cushiest job you can get. But whenever I see the lads sitting around in the Brink centres, I usually think they've got the job that
really?
I should have. Because they look like they're always sort of just sitting on fold-out chairs, just kind of sitting in the sun, having the crack and pants.
What country do you live in? They might get 2 days of sun a year. The rest are standing absolutely freezing, dealing with idiots who go, sorry, do these batteries go in the cardboard section? No, they don't!
I think they're the life of Riley. So the fact that they jumped to attention and got to work and found the ring, that's very impressive.
Oh, yeah, we can't thank them enough. Like, they were really, really great. And they were so helpful, yeah.
What's the name of the place that you were at?
It was the Oxygen Centre outside Navan.
Oxygen Centre outside Navan. Well, fair play to the lads, as you said. Was it Damien and Robbie and whoever else was involved?
And Gary.
Yeah. Listen, absolute heroes. And we're glad you found it. And listen, you've obviously got the wrong size ring on Owen's finger.
I know. How did I manage that?
And maybe he's just losing a lot of weight in lockdown. Is he super fit or something?
One of my friends was joking. She said, am I not feeding him enough since we got married?
I don't think it's the lockdown. I think it's the fact that he's a month into the marriage and he's realised now what Caoimhe is actually like. No, I'm joking. Come here. Fair play to the lads of Oxygen. And thanks for telling the story today, Caoimhe.
Okay, thanks, guys.
See you later. Bye.
That's Caoimhe Mooney there. Sorry, I called her Barry at the top of that.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.